We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Joined now by the voice of the LSU Tigers, Chris Blair. Chris, thank you for coming on, and we appreciate your flexibility there.
Oh, no problem. That seemed like it was a pretty big deal going on in the NFL. I certainly can understand that. And first off, let me say, you know, last weekend was tough because I'm a big fan of Zach and Deuce on the radio. And the fact that we weren't doing a game, you guys weren't doing a game, I didn't know what to do because I'm a radio guy and I wanted to listen to something. But I appreciate the job you guys do. Fantastic.
Well, thank you, Chris. I'll tell you, my wife asked me at one point on Sunday, why are you just wandering around the house? I said, well, I don't know what to do. Then, there's no one to talk to. There's nothing for me to watch. I'm lost and I'm confused. It's been a long time since I had a completely free weekend like that. But, Chris, looking forward this week, obviously, you know, the big story with the Tigers has been the injury to Miles Brennan and the announcement that T.J. Finley is set to start against the Gamecocks. How big of a deal do you think it was to have that happen with, you know, with the postponement of the LSU-Florida game to give them a little bit more time with T.J.?
You know, it was interesting, Zach, because, you know, last week, you know, going into what we expected would be a Florida game, you know, Coach O said on Monday, because he's pretty transparent, you know, Miles was questionable. So there was concern there. Then the game gets postponed, and I think a lot of us assumed that, okay, hopefully Miles will get back later in the week, get some reps in, get back to normal. And then on Monday we find out that, you know, he had not done that and that the injury was a little more severe than all of us expected, including Coach Ogeron. And now you go to the true freshman, whether it's Mac Johnson or T.J. Finley. And, you know, listening to the players this week, you know, they talked about, you know, noticing the reps that both quarterbacks were getting, trying to get prepared. And there was a lot of confidence in both of those guys because they both were highly touted coming out of high school. And, you know, Coach O last night made it official. T.J. Finley would get the start. He said he would like to play both of them, but the flow of the game will dictate that. So we'll have to wait and see. I know both are very talented. Both are similar in the fact that they certainly can throw the pill around the yard. Max Johnson maybe has a little advantage, a little more fleet of foot than T.J. Finley. But I think because Coach O the last couple of weeks have said he wants to call for the running game a little more, and he's got a pretty good running back room with Chris Curry, John Emery, and Ty Davis Price, I expect to see the running game really – take front and center early in that game to give T.J. Finley a little bit of confidence, get the offense going a little bit. And so we'll see how it goes. But obviously it was a huge concern this week. But you could hear in Coach's voice they're confident in T.J. Finley. And if they have to or if they have the opportunity, they're confident in Max Johnson as well.
Chris, I got to ask you about one key matchup on that offensive side, and that's Jace Horn and Terrence Marshall, two guys that I feel like that will play in the NFL on that next level, and both guys are probably at worst second-round picks. I really think they're both first-rounders, but at worst second-round picks. And just give us your opinion on that matchup.
Yeah, I think that's the big chess match. You know, I think a lot of LSU fans were watching that South Carolina-Auburn game last week, and we're talking about how they love Joe Horn. And they were proud to see his son do so well until they realized they were going to be playing him the following week. because most teams have avoided throwing his way. I mean, he takes away half the field most of the time. But Auburn was pretty stubborn. They were going to go to Seth Williams, and South Carolina said, hey, your job, JC, is to follow him wherever he goes. And, of course, he got his two interceptions. But I think that's the chess match. If you think back to last year, guys, you had Ja'Marr Chase, you had Justin Jefferson, and Terrace was kind of the slot receiver, and he kind of got pigeonholed going into this year that he was a slot receiver. But he's been set out wide. But the fact that he has experience there tells me, and Coach O kind of indicated it on Monday, they're going to move him around a little bit. So it'll be interesting to see how South Carolina decides, will they move J.C. Horn closer in on the field, or will they leave him on the outside? And how much will Terrace Marshall motion, move around, and be in the slot? So I think that's one of the more intriguing matchups of the game on Saturday, because both of those guys are game changers.
Speaking with Chris Blair, voice of the LSU Tigers. Chris, you know, so much of the criticism of LSU at this point in the season has been the defensive problems. Bo Pelini comes in as the defensive coordinator and clearly does not necessarily have that defense playing as he'd like it to right now. And, you know, it's been interesting, you know, watching the Saints and watching the Tigers, and you've seen some of these same issues on the backside. This group has given up big explosive plays, and oftentimes to players who are uncovered, or you know, clearly the defense is not sure where they're supposed to be on the backside of this defense. Has there been any conversation, you know, both of us now coming off of what are essentially bye weeks and a little bit more time, has there been any discussion from Coach Pelini or the secondary about how, whether or not they're getting more comfortable with the new system on the back end?
Well, I think the most important thing is, I think we all saw in the Missouri game, guys, that missing spring football affected the defense way more so than the offense for LSU. And some of that has to do with physicality. Some of that has to do with installing a totally new defense. And maybe the coaches maybe overestimated the fact that everybody was on the same page. You know, the Mississippi State game to open the year, I think Coach O was pretty clear, with hindsight being 2020, that they did not adjust to what Mississippi State was doing. They continued to rush four or five. They continued to put the corners and safeties on an island playing one-on-one. And on that particular night, K.J. Costello and the Mississippi State receivers, they just made plays, and you got to tip your cap to them. But it was frustrating. I think the Missouri game was even more frustrating because you could tell prior to the snap, there was a lot of conversations, a lot of hands going up, people looking at each other on the LSU defense as if they were not sure on what their particular responsibility was. And immediately following the game and thereafter, Coach O said, it looks like maybe our guys are not totally locked in to what all of our calls are. And he wanted to simplify it a little bit. The fact of the matter is, when you look at LSU's defense, they got a ton of players who have a chance to have a pretty good career at the next level. So talent is not the issue. But you got to have that talent on the same page and in sync. So there was some simplification over the last 2 weeks. And I think it's a good opportunity against South Carolina. Again, they've been effective, but there's nothing too flashy about what South Carolina does. They have kind of a workmanlike mentality and philosophy when it comes to offense. And I think you'll see some of the things simplified. I don't know that they're going to go in with 14 or 15 different defensive calls. I think more times than not, they're going to be happy to say, our guys can make plays. Let's just make sure they're all on the same page and everybody has their responsibility down. So, you know, Coach O told me Wednesday night on his radio show that they really have simplified the defense a little bit and feel comfortable with the fact that everybody knows their responsibility based on the calls that come in.
Chris Blair, voice of the LSU Tigers. And, of course, you can catch Chris Blair right here on WWL, the home of Tiger Radio. Chris, thank you so much for the time, man. Again, thank you for the flexibility. We love you, and hopefully we get to catch up with you soon.
Good luck,
love
Chris.
You guys too, man. Best of luck this coming weekend. Let's hope we can make it a good weekend for Louisiana.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.